The Warriors practicing on this Sunday at the Moda Center in Portland, getting set for Monday's Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors Sound Practice Report, and we'll hear from head coach Steve Kerr in just a moment, plus Klay Thompson and Sean Livingston, as well as Andrew Bogut. But we start with Coach Kerr, who off the top addressed the status of Stephen Curry as we head into Monday's Game 4.
He went through practice, played 3-on-3 at the end of practice, and looked pretty good, looked about like he did yesterday in terms of the movement. And conditioning is going to be an issue, but we'll, hopefully he can get more and more work, and we'll see how he comes up tomorrow in terms of, after a night of sleep coming off the workout. So he's, I would just say he's doubtful for tomorrow, but I'm slowly but surely making progress.
If you were to play him, you'd have to watch his minutes, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he hasn't, he's played, one full game in 3 weeks. So, but he's, he's a guy who can, turn it on, obviously, in a hurry. And the question would be extended minutes and that kind of stuff. So we'll figure it out when we get there. We're hoping to have that problem. That would be good to have to figure that out.
Watching the film, did what you saw in the film kind of match what you saw in the game?
Yeah, pretty much. We got outplayed, out-hustled. We didn't trust each other enough moving the ball, and we didn't deserve to win.
Steve, what does Steph need to do tomorrow to be able to play?
The trainers would have to tell me that he's good to go. And Steph would have to say he's good to go, and then we would have to figure out a plan from there.
Is Steph campaigning yet?
Not yet.
Did he do anything other than the 3-on-3?
I mean, we did a warm up and we did, some skill stuff, and he did all that stuff.
So you'll do a shoot around tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll go through shoot around, and we'll see how he is in the morning and figure some things out then.
I'm curious to know.
We upgraded. Ian Clark was on. DeMarco's out 2 to 4 weeks.
Steph crushed him, huh?
Steve, curious to know your thoughts on, is it better to have Steph, if possible, get a game in this series versus start a new series, maybe with rust? You know what I'm trying to say?
So are we guaranteed to win this series?
Well, to win?
We're just trying to win, tomorrow. We're trying to win this series. We can't plan based on anything other than beating the Blazers. And so that's, anything else is just speculation.
Steve, in a situation like this, how much does it count what the player says and how much is medical staff? How do you figure all that?
Well, you talk to both parties, you trust the medical staff in terms of, is there potential for more damage? And then you trust the player with how he's feeling. And Steph has been, even when he's lobbied, like in the Houston series when he hurt his ankle, he would lobby and then admit, no, it's probably not right. And so I know that we will get a truthful answer from Steph. He's not going to try to be a hero. And we'll make the reasonable decision based on all the information.
Do you know what are the main ways an MCL might affect his game? Like, how would it bother? We haven't been able to speak to him about it.
Yeah. I mean, I never played with a sprained MCL, so I don't really know. But, it would seem to be mobility, lateral moves, that kind of stuff, but we'll see how he feels.
When you saw him today, was his lateral movement, it looked good?
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good. So we'll see. Again, we'll ask him how he feels.
Generally, Steve, how does your team react to a loss? After?
Well, we haven't lost back-to-back games all year. That's a good sign. I'm sure we'll come out and play better tomorrow. I'd be surprised if we didn't. We'll tee it back up and see what happens.
How much does that not losing back-to-back come to Draymond? And he talked about how he's the one who brings a sense of urgency. You might have heard last night he said, we'll be better, I'll be better, and we'll win Monday. That was his direct quote. Mm. I mean, how much does that stat sort of come to him, the way he plays?
Draymond is our emotional leader for sure. He's always going to have something to say, as you guys well know. But it's really about our team. It's about our group effort. you know, how we play as a unit, how we defend and get after loose balls and move the ball offensively. All the things that we need to do better, we have to do better. That's just it. Doesn't matter what anybody says.
All right, now let's hear from the players, and we start with Klay Thompson. Here's what he had to say after practice today.
So what kind of adjustments do you think he made to change the outcome on Monday?
That's a good question. Probably just pick up guys like little further up, you know, from 30 feet in. I think we're great on him when we get him inside the arc. It's just, you know, when he gets hot like that from three, we got to take that away or try our best to take that away. And I mean, game plan doesn't change that much. It was successful the first two games, and I think if we just execute with a little more thrust and ferocity, we'll be good.
How confident are you that the defensive intensity will be a little higher for you guys?
I'm confident. I mean, we play like with our backs against the wall. We obviously were in the same situation in Houston. We don't want to come back here. Just the more limited games you can have, obviously, more beneficial. So that's kind of in the back of our minds. And we feel we didn't really play with the same character and intensity like we did the previous two games last night. I don't know what it was, but once we get back doing that and move the ball a little better, we'll be where we were at before, which made it successful.
You guys haven't lost two games in a row all year, and Steve always says, probably because you guys get pissed off when you lose one game. Did you sense any of that today?
Yeah, I mean, I sensed it last night after the game. Guys weren't happy, as they shouldn't be. You know, it sucks to lose, and we hate losing, especially in the playoffs. So I feel like we'll come out with a lot of fire tomorrow. And if we do that, I know we'll be fine.
Do you sense the game three loss was more something that they did, or it was more on you guys?
I mean, it goes both ways. They shot the ball great. You got to give them credit. But at the same time, we were too nonchalant on defense. Didn't have many possessions. We moved the ball, made it work. And we'll make those adjustments tomorrow.
How important is it for the ball movement on offense for you guys and being patient getting shots?
That's huge. I mean, we watched the film today. Didn't look like ourselves. But I mean, it's a long playoff run, so there's gonna be lapses, and we just gotta learn from it. And that's what I love about this team. We've been bouncing back all year, you know, haven't had a back-to-back loss, and learn from all our mistakes, and just go out there and play as hard as we can tomorrow, and trust each other. We'll be good.
What kind of things did the Kerr point out in the ball movement video? Like, what did he want more of?
We got a lot of good shots, even on some makes where we just got one or two passes and a make. It really didn't make them work that much, and for a team that plays a lot of guys, you know, 40 minutes, we got to make them work and use the whole floor on defense, because that's going to take away their little energy on offense, and that's what Steve was pointing out.
You guys preparing to play without Steph?
Yeah, I mean, until his tip-off, until we see him out there, we're preparing as if he's not playing, just to be safe.
Given how much you guys have played together with Steph, is it a natural transition if he comes back? Is there a little adjustment just given that he hasn't played?
He might be a little rusty, but he'll shake it off. I mean, he's a great player, and probably not that big adjustment. I've been playing with him for 4 years, and this group has been together for a couple of years now, so it's not going to be too bad.
Mogan only played 11 minutes last night. How much difference does it make when he's able to play?
We just wanted to be the Andrew we know he is, and that's just being a great communicator on defense, being aggressive in the paint, blocking shots, protecting the rim, and he'll get back to what he does best.
If Steph does come back, how much of an emotional impact is that? I mean,
it's obviously huge. I mean, it's MVP. We can't let our guard down when he comes back, though. We got to play with the same sense of urgency. We can't think that Steph is here, that everything's going to be okay. We got to, you know, play with a great sense of urgency and go out there and win the game. You know, even with Steph, obviously it's going to help big time, but we can't just, you know, fall back to relaxing because he's back.
Sean Livingston also addressing the group of media today here in Portland. Here's Sean's comments on this Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, kind of a sense of, you know, frustration on our part. You know, we had an opportunity last night, I think early in the game, to take advantage. And we didn't do that. We gave them some life. And, you know, I think I expect us to come out hungrier. On Monday.
What'd you guys see in the video study that sort of woke things up for you today?
You know, just lack of urgency. I think that's the biggest thing. you know, we didn't play with that sense of desperation. And I think, you know, it's probably a little bit human nature, you know, having an early lead and then being up two games. But, you know, it's the playoffs, and, you know, we got to have more fight, all of us. You know, we had certain and good individual performances, but we didn't bring it as a team.
How important is it for ball movement on your offense? Coach was stressing that last night, that you need to be a little more patient, get the ball moving around the court more.
Yeah, it's impatient just because it's going to break down the defense over 48 minutes. And you talk about, you know, you got some high octane scores over there and guys that they rely on. But it's, you know, they got to play both ends. You know, they can't just play offense. They got to play defense as well. And it's up to us, you know, to make them work on that end.
So, Sean, if they wind up putting Lillard or CJ on you, do you have to take advantage of that?
I have to be more aggressive. You know, I didn't feel like I was in the flow of the game. I think that's just the way the game was going. You know, Clay got off to a hot start. And, you know, I came out, and then once I came in, I wasn't in the flow. And, you know, I take responsibility for that. I'm the point guard. And, you know, just being more aggressive with my game and then also calling plays where we could get more ball movement and body movement and keeping other guys aggressive as well, like Barnes and Bogut, you know, just to keep everybody in the offense.
As the point guard, how can you help, you know, Barnes get his game going?
Play calls and then as well pushing, you know, you know, pushing in transition, you know, making plays for those guys, but just really more so putting them in the position to be aggressive.
Sean, you talked about this the day after practice, but how is that flow different if Steph's back out there? Is there a little bit of an adjustment to him coming back?
Yeah, it's a whole different game. I mean, just because of he's a threat anywhere, you know, defense obviously has to, you know, cover him different than, you know, they would cover myself or anybody else. And so it probably open up the floor for us a little bit more on offense. So, you know, it's definitely an adjustment.
What's up? Are you going to prepare to start Monday? Or, you know, that's got to be tough for you.
No, it's just, you know, it's really wherever I'm needed. You know, I know my role in this team again. And, you know, if I come off the bench, I still have to remain aggressive, you know, because either way, they'll probably have CJ or Dame on the floor, you know, at one time throughout the game, so just have to remain aggressive.
How's your body?
The body's good. I'm holding up.
Is your mental preparation any different if you know you're starting or if you know you're coming off the bench?
I think it's more so of you know, being assertive, you know, from the jump to get myself into the game and get others into the game. So it's a different flow to it as opposed to when I'm coming off the bench. You know, I'm a little bit more distributing, you know, because I have other guys that are coming off the bench with me, like Mo Spakes and Andre and certain guys, so we're trying to get those guys shots.
And finally, we hear from Andrew Bogut, who had this to say after this Sunday practice.
What was the mood out there like today?
It wasn't great, Luke. I mean, we watched some tape, and there were some glaring issues that we had that all basically related to energy and effort. So, you know, we can fix that pretty easily. And then couple adjustments offensively. We got to move the ball more, and that's something the coach hyped on, just get some more ball movement. And I think defensively we're pretty good in the first half at times, but give them credit, they came out, made shots, and once they get rolling, they're tough. They have guys that can shoot the ball just like when we do with Steph and Clay. Once they get their eye in and feel confident, they're tough to stop.
How much of the ball movement for you guys is trying to wear them down? I mean, they're not playing a defensive.
That's a huge key for us. Yeah, I mean, we've discussed it, that they only play, you know, eight guys, and now Harkless apparently has hurt himself, so it's going to go down to seven. You know, if we can make their guards work just as hard defensively, we feel like it'll maybe hinder their legs in the fourth quarter, which is what happened in game two. So if we let them run around freely defensively and kind of take possessions off and get their legs, you know, they're going to knock down shots at the other end. We've got to make them work at both ends.
Is there any transition if Steph comes back, or do you guys play together long enough where it's going to be natural?
It should be okay. Look, it'll be a little bit of adjustment to how we've been playing, but I think we'll be okay. I think we've mentioned this heaps a bunch of times through regular season and last season. Coaches rested guys at crucial points in the season on purpose, kind of, you know, with this kind of thing in mind. So we've adjusted with different guys out of lineup at different periods the last 2 years, and I think we obviously will welcome him back with open arms, and I think we'll be fine.
Is Steph questionable, like mentally, do you assume he's not going to play, or do you sort of follow it like us and try to figure it out?
you know, he's working out now, so we'll see how he, I guess we'll see how he pulls up after the workout. But we're going as if he's not playing, and if he does, to add a bonus for us. But either way, it's obviously going to be a positive to get him back. If we don't, we know we can still win without him.
Monday is game four here at the Moda Center before the series resumes in Oakland on Wednesday with game five. With this Warrior Sound Practice Report, I'm Lawrence Scott.